Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we are spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we are here to dish it out. Just a quick heads up, there are spoilers on this menu, so listen at your own risk. Hey everybody, it's Jeanette.
And Megan.
And today we are talking about Vanderpump episodes
7 and 8.
Yeah, they're back from Lake Tahoe. And now they're just back to normal life.
Yeah. You want to just get right into it?
Yeah. So do you think that Ariana should have publicly backed up Sheena about that photo without being asked?
No, dude. First of all, they're so immature.
Uh-huh.
And by they, I mean Lala and Sheena. To be honest, if I was Ariana and I saw the photo of Sheena with her arm around Tom after Sheena has made it very clear to me that she misses him, I would personally be so beyond annoyed.
Right.
And why is it Ariana's job to come to Sheena's defense?
I don't know. And I was kind of surprised to see that she did. After Lala had that talk with her and about how she didn't wanted her to have her back, Ariana did wind up writing something somewhere.
Yeah, and then Sheena was complaining because she was like, while I do appreciate her saying something, I wish Lala didn't have to be the one to coax her into it. It's like, who cares? She didn't have to do it in the first place. And y'all, the last time we reported on Vanderpump, we couldn't figure out the seating arrangement. But then we did a little more digging, and it was Sheena who sat next to Tom on those yoga mats. So Sheena keeps putting herself in these situations, air quotes, where she's around and next to Tom.
Yeah, she didn't have to sit by him. So that whole meltdown she had about sitting next to him at yoga, instant replay. That was all her fault. That was all her fault. She sat next to him and then she had a meltdown about it. So obnoxious.
So obnoxious. Lala, this season, she's saying that she wants to be more soft, I guess feminine, not scrappy.
Yeah, scrappy.
Yeah, and that she does not want to be a dog in everybody else's fight anymore. Do you feel she's contradicting herself because she's technically acting like a dog in this fight with Sheena and Ariana? Well, it's not a fight for Ariana, but like Sheena, you know?
Yeah, I do think she's contradicting herself because she's kind of being a quote unquote dog in Ariana's fight. And then she's being a dog in Sheena's fight. She's dogging all up in everybody's fight.
Yeah, just mind your business. Stay out of everybody's business. Like, it's fine to be a friend and let Sheena vent to you. It's fine to be a friend and let Ariana vent to you. That's fine. But don't keep going between the two and being like, so-and-so said this, and why aren't you sticking up for her? And well, it's from this perspective, blah, blah, blah. Nobody asked.
I was going to say, Lala feels like her opinion is so important that everyone needs to know how she's feeling, even though no one asked. No one even asked you, girl.
Exactly.
Sit down.
Exactly.
Sheena mentioned that Tom is probably sadder to lose Sheena than he was to lose Ariana. Did you hear her say that?
Oh, yeah. And I feel that she truly believes that.
Do you think that she is delusional?
Kind of.
Do you think Tom is sadder to lose Sheena? Or do you think he's sadder to lose Ariana?
To be perfect, I don't think he's necessarily sad about losing either of them. I think that he's sad that his actions had consequences. And since Ariana isn't giving him the time of day, the next person that he could target to like get back into the group is Sheena, because Sheena is weak. She just is. I don't think he misses the friendship. I don't think he gives two shits.
Right.
Yeah, I think she's delusional. And speaking of delusional, where is Tom and Sheena getting this idea that they were up for Dancing with the Stars. They've both been taking dance classes. They've both been wanting this for so long. Who asked you? Did someone in production come to you and say, like, there's a possibility you're going to be selected? Did they hear a rumor that someone from Vanderpump Rules, like, that's the only thing that makes sense in my mind, is that something leaked that someone from Vanderpump Rules is going to be asked to be Dancing on the Stars. But other than that, why do you think that you would be considered?
I wonder if they applied. Did they apply? I mean, I don't know how you get on Dancing with the Stars. I don't know if you have to apply. Yeah, I don't know if, like what you're saying, maybe they talked to someone or production talked to them, or maybe they did a casting call or something. Something had to have happened to make them believe that they had a chance.
Something, because who the hell is just like, oh my God, I love Dancing with the Stars. I've been taking dance classes just in case they ask me.
Because I'm a star.
I've been investing.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know how all that goes, but I'm thinking Sheena's probably applied or something.
What do you think about Sheena and Lala kind of being so butthurt about Ariana's opportunities and how they found out through, like, the announcement of Instagram? Do you feel that Ariana should have to run her promotions and life choices by the two girls to get their permission before she takes opportunities that could potentially change her life for the better?
Hell no. And like Ariana said, what, do you want me to break my NDA to tell you? I'm sure when she gets these opportunities and stuff, there's contracts, there's NDAs. You can't just go running your mouth around to whoever.
Yeah, and I thought that she was really kind because she said that Sheena's kind of like a celebrity personality. And that was really nice of her to call Sheena a celebrity.
Did you see that part where Lisa was saying that she was making some updates and changes to Tom? And Tom was like, oh, I would have liked to have been included in on this.
Oh. You didn't even ask me.
Yeah, you didn't even ask me how I felt. So do you think Lisa should consult her 2.5% owner partners before making decisions?
Absolutely not.
Oh, I thought you were going to say absolutely.
No. Having a 2.5 partnership out of 100% is not enough for consultation. At the end of the day, it's Lisa's business. She can do what she wants. If they had like a 20% or more stake in the company, maybe I'd consider it. Mm-hmm. But 2.5%, there was a point in the show where Lisa was like, hey, you know, like, I'll just give you your money back.
Right. Do you just want your money back?
Yeah.
Like, at this point, she's just doing them a favor by even allowing them to have a 2.5% in it.
Yeah. So, no, they shouldn't have been consulted. Get over it.
Get over it. Another thing that I thought was weird was that conversation between Lisa and Sandoval, where Lisa basically broke the news to Sandoval that Rachel isn't happy with him. The relationship's over. And he looked like it was the first time he's heard it. He was devastated. Like, he didn't know. Do you think that Rachel should have let Tom know that the relationship was over instead of finding out through Lisa?
In the world of ghosting, I feel like she kind of did let him know when she blocked his number and she stopped responding to all correspondence.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it would have been nice of her to send a text and be like, hey, you're trash. I don't want you anymore.
Time to take out the trash.
Yeah, now that I've gone through therapy, I've realized that you are a piece of crap. But she didn't. And yeah, for Tom to be like, oh my God. For real, like, he said, I texted her and the bubble went wasn't blue. It went to green.
So he knew.
He knew.
I think it still would have been nice for her to have been like, yay, we're breaking up. Okay, bye.
Yeah, I guess so. She could have written it in a letter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She could have gotten one of those Arizona lightning bolt postcards and put it on there and sent it to him in the mail.
Something.
Something.
All right. I want to talk about Joe and Schwartzy. Thoughts on Joe and Schwartzy?
I'm not sure yet. I don't really like the vibes that Joe gives off.
She's so weird, goofy to me.
I feel like I said this in a previous episode. I'm not sure, but Joe gives off cokehead energy to me. It's really weird. And what some people call quirky, I call uncomfortable.
Yeah.
With that being said, Schwartz is really freaking weird too. He says some weird things.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like they're on the same level mentally.
Oh.
So maybe they would make a good couple.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind seeing a little more of Joe to kind of learn more about her. But right now, I kind of just get icky feelings about her.
Okay.
Speaking of those two, do you feel that Schwartz, are you getting the vibe that like Schwartz is kind of leading Joe on, or do you think that they really are just friends with benefits? Because to me, it seems like she really likes him.
Well, they're totally friends with benefits because they're friends.
We know that.
And they got benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's for sure. But I think that Joe is more into Schwartz than Schwartz is into Joe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like I kind of am getting the feeling that Schwartz is keeping Joe around because she is a female companion for him right now.
Yeah.
But he's like, well, I'm not really ready to jump into anything. You're not. You've been divorced for a while and you've been jumping into a few things with your ding-a-ling. So I just feel like he is keeping her around for the companionship until he decides he wants something better.
Yep. Just using her. Basically, I don't know. Joe is kind of goofy weird to me. Like, she's always, like, rolling her shoulders and making weird faces. And
that's that energy that I was hinting at. The coquette energy.
What are you doing? Can you just sit still? I don't know. She's just very awkward to me. I consider myself an awkward person, but hopefully I'm not like that.
I also think it's weird that she's a hairstylist, but her hair looks like garbage.
Oh, she's a matted mess.
I don't get that. I don't understand that.
I wouldn't go. I don't know. I'd have to see her portfolio. I'd have to see her work.
Maybe she does dreads.
Maybe. I don't know. All right. So Allie had a little astrology party at her house, which was super cute and fun, even though Lala and Katie started ruining it. But would you want to do one of these astrology readings? Would you want to get your astrology chart read by Allie?
Yes, I would love an astrology reading from Allie.
I wonder if she has a website. We should look her up.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Because I think that Allie seems like such a sweet and genuine girl. I want to basically do everything with Allie. She just seems like she'd be a lot of fun. She doesn't really get into the drama. She's a classy lady so far. And I would love to have my stuff read. I would love to learn more about me. Tell me more about myself. Would you get one?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I'm ready to look her up and pay her $20. If it's more than $20, then I'm out.
We're out.
We're out. But yeah, I think it would be fun to do like a little astrology reading party one day when I win the lottery and I don't have anything else better to do with my money.
Astrology from the stars.
Ariana was saying how she didn't make millions from this scandal and she was literally down to her last $2,000 when all this stuff started happening. But if that is the case, like she didn't make millions from the scandal, how is she buying a $1.6 million house on her own that she just bought like last week?
Okay, here my theory. I even did some math. I even mathed it up.
Math it up, girl.
Okay. When Pete and I bought a house, we don't make the price of the house. We make about 30-ish percent of the cost of the home.
Okay. Okay. You did do some math. Mm-hmm.
So 30-ish percent of $1.6 million would be a yearly income of $528,000.
Okay.
And I do believe with her income from Chicago, which is, because she just bought the house.
Yeah, yeah.
With her income from Chicago, which is apparently pulling the most ratings and profits it's ever had. And it's been on Broadway for almost 50 years.
Holy shit.
So I bet she's getting, yeah, so I bet she's getting paid. She has Vanderpump Rules money. Mm-hmm. She has her cocktail book sales.
Yeah, yeah.
She's Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. She has also gotten a bunch of other like partnerships, like Glad, Uber, yeah. All that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure by now, in this present day, I'm sure she has made a million by now. But
that's what she's saying. She's saying, I didn't make millions from the scandal.
I know, but this was filmed 3 months after the scandal. She just bought the $1.6 million house now, a year later, after the scandal.
I see. So she's just at the beginning of making millions. So if she had to do an update interview, she'd be like, hell yeah, I made millions from this scandal.
It's very possible.
Right?
It's very possible that now she has. But 3 months after the scandal, I don't think she was making millions. I know that she was starting to get her brand deals and stuff. Mm-hmm. She was selected with Dancing for the Stars, but I don't know if she was making money from that yet.
Probably
Chicago,
not.
She hasn't made money from it yet in this current time, but now she is. Mm-hmm. So I think it's totally believable that she could have a yearly income of $500,000. You know, she's on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what I got to say about that.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, I believe at the time of all of this, no, she wasn't. But now, yeah, she probably is.
Yeah. Tom doing that really was the best thing that ever happened to her. Look, she was down to her last $2,000 and now she's buying a $1.6 million house. You go, girl.
It really was.
Thanks, Tom.
And there's a show called Love Island.
Oh, is she going to do that?
Yeah. Sarah Hyland used to be the host for Love Island. And Sarah Hyland is so cute. I love her. But now Ariana just snagged that deal, too. She's about to be the host for that show.
Dang, girl.
So really, Tom cheating on her was the best thing that could ever happen to her. Because whenever she was with Tom, she couldn't have anything for herself.
Nope.
She tried to put out that cocktail book, her first one, by herself. And Tom just weaseled his fucking way in it. He badgered and badgered and badgered until she was like, fine.
That gave me such the ick back then. Watching that go down, her trying to make her book and him just criticizing everything and taking control of it and then ultimately winding up on the cover with her. Like, why can't she have her own thing? Why don't you have any confidence in her that she can do anything on her own without you, Mr. God?
Because Tom is a narcissist. Everything is about him. It needs to be about him. Other people cannot shine, and especially not his spouse. He has to be in it. So I've been reading a lot of comments about how people are like, oh, well, why didn't Ariana make all these deals while she was with Tom? Or why didn't she try and work on her goals while she was with him? She probably did try.
He literally brought her down.
Right. And now these brands, her dream brands, they're now coming out to her, and good on her.
Yeah.
Speaking of broke and not having a lot of money, you remember in the beginning, this jogged my memory. I don't know why I thought about this. It was a random late at night thought, and I had to write it down. In the beginning, Tom was saying how broke he is, mm-hmm. how Ariana's not paying any of the mortgage, how he's gone negative in his bank account, how he has to move savings into his checkings, right? Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. If you're so broke, then why do you have an assistant? Why are you paying an assistant to clean up after you?
Yeah, I thought that too. Why are you paying for this band too? Like, he paid for the band and all the bandmates. And he's like, yeah, I don't have any money, but you know, I'm out touring and paying for my band and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know if his band makes money, but what about not spending all your money on stupid friends.
What about paying?
Basically paying for his friends.
Yeah. What about paying your mom back because she gave you all of her retirement money pretty much to start your fucking business at the restaurant that you're hardly a part of?
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that he should clean up after himself. He is such a slob kebab.
No, because he has Anne. Like, he seriously just makes such a mess. And he's like, all right, Anne, you clean it up. That is so...
Yeah.
I think it's so disrespectful. She's... An assistant is not your maid.
Mm-hmm.
An assistant is not your housekeeper. Those are two different job titles.
Yeah, I think if he were to make some budget cuts, he should definitely start with Anne. Not like I want Anne to lose her income, but she deserves...
No, I love
Anne. She deserves a better boss. And, she doesn't deserve to pick up after his hot girl parties or whatever, hot girl pool parties.
His sexy singles pool party.
Yeah, so the sexy singles pool party, do you think it was disrespectful for Tom to bring girls to the house?
I think that it is very disrespectful. I do understand that it's his house too.
Uh-huh.
That is so weird. And it doesn't sit right with me. I do get that it is his house too. But yeah, I think it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, why can't you just go have a pool party at the Holiday Inn or something? I don't know.
Oh, because he doesn't have money.
Also, how grossed out were you when Tom was talking to those two girls about his quote-unquote roommate, and he was talking about crushing potato chips and shoving them under the door for his roommate. Ooh, thoughts.
Okay. One, it was nauseating to see his flirting tactics. Is that flirting? Is that supposed to be flirting? Because he kept saying, I'm trying to put myself out there, but I don't know who would be receptive to that.
They look so uncomfortable.
Second, it made him sound like he's a monster. Like, everybody knows his history and everything that he's going through. Like, this is national news, right? So you're making jokes about smashing potato chips up and shoving them underneath the girl who you cheated's door. What a dick. And, like, are those girls, are they okay? How old are they? They were so young.
Did he call their parents and let them out?
I know. Like, what's their curfew? Are they allowed to be there? There's alcohol being served.
Yeah, they both had alcohol, so I'm assuming they were of age. But still, even if they're 21, I have things to say about that.
Yeah, I think Tom is definitely going through a midlife crisis.
I mean, he is at midlife if he dies at 80.
I hated that whole scene. I wish that the Bravo producers would have just cut that piece out. Speaking of the sexy singles pool party, Schwartz was really uncomfortable being there.
Yeah.
He was like, this is weird. This feels weird. This doesn't feel right. And he ended up leaving. Like, he came by, he said, what's up to Tom? And then he left. He's like, I don't like this. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. It kind of shows maybe a little bit of growth on Schwartz's end. Maybe he is so sick of being associated with Tom and his gross behavior that maybe he's growing up. Maybe our little Schwartzy is growing up. And he's like, you know what? I'm above this. Bye.
Yeah, because the friend group started icing Schwartz out too. It wasn't just Sandoval, because Schwartz knew about the affair.
Yeah.
He's just now, like, Schwartz is just now, like, kind of making his way in. Ariana isn't really for it.
Katie's not for it.
Katie's not for it. But I do think it showed a little bit of growth, because even though he knows that Ariana hates him pretty much,
right,
he's still like, this doesn't feel right. I don't want to be here.
Sandoval has definitely hurt Schwartz on so many levels that maybe Schwartz is finally just starting to see it, and not only see it, but take action. Like, you can see bad things happening and just continue to let it happen, but to actually take action shows some growth. Good for you.
Yeah, good for you. What was the deal with that topless chick in the pool?
I don't know who she was. She didn't look familiar to me at all. I don't remember seeing her before. It's probably a friend that he pays for.
Yeah, it sounds like, well, it was like basically rated G. It was like a G, rated G party. There's nudity, sir. That's at least PG-13.
That's right.
Did you find it odd that a majority of the guests at the sexy singles pool party? I just love saying it.
I know, it is a fun word. Sexy singles pool party.
Yeah, sorry I'm overkilling it. I just love it.
I feel like putting it on a koozie and like throwing it on my Etsy shop. Sexy singles pool party.
Oh my God, you can totally do that, Jeannie. It's summer's coming up.
I know, it's the perfect summer koozie quote.
Write that down. Write that down.
Write it down.
But were you surprised that a majority of Tom's guests did seem like they were younger girls? I'm not saying they're underage, but they definitely look like they're in their 20s.
Yeah, because, okay, Tom and I are the same age. We're 40. Would I want to invite a bunch of 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds and hang out with them like as if we're on the same level? No, I could literally be their parent. He could literally be their parent. I have a 21-year-old son.
You do?
That would be like me hanging out with my children.
I think since Tom, I've made this very clear, I do think he's a narcissist and I think he manipulates. It's probably a lot easier for him to manipulate a much younger girl than it is to manipulate a girl that's in her 30s and 40s, because we've already been around the block. We've already done that shit. We're done with that. But these young girls,
yeah,
they're just now finding out.
That's what Rachel was saying, right? She felt like she was groomed. Didn't she use those terms?
Yeah, but Rachel was 29 years old, so...
Oh, okay.
She that's what bothers me. She acts like she's such a child. Bitch, you're grown. You're almost 30. You are grown, you know?
Yeah, I didn't know the whole story with that.
But so. Yeah, she did say that he groomed her.
All right. Yeah, I need to know more about that story. I've kind of ignored all of Rachel's things she says.
It's because it's kind of all stupid. She said she wanted to get away from this and live her life and start anew, but she is like watching everything very closely. She's filing all these lawsuits. She's on her podcast talking about it. Like,
yeah,
in my, that doesn't seem like you're walking away from it and you don't want to be in it. She should have just come back to the show, honestly.
At this point, yeah.
She should have just came back onto the show. She could have, like, flipped it. She could have been making money. I don't know. Like, she would have been able to tell her side. She could have done that on the show. She could have had other friends. So annoying.
Maybe she will one day. Who knows? Maybe. But, yeah, I've tried listening to her podcast, and it's – every time I start, I can't finish. I just can't. I tried.
I get my Rachel information from the brave people on TikTok who do sit through her entire podcast. Those people are the saints. So then they'll get on TikTok and summarize her hour-long podcast in 1 minute.
Nice.
Yeah. Away from Rachel. She doesn't work here.
You don't work here anymore.
Jeannie, rate Sandoval's flirting skills from a 0 to 10.
I chose a -5.
Oh.
It's absolutely horrible. And if I was those girls, I would have peed in his pool and then I would have left.
Oh, hell yeah.
So after the sexy singles pool party, Katie came over the next day. And that is when her and Tom were face to face, and he tried to apologize to her. And I was just wondering, do you think that Tom is a reason why Schwartz and Katie got divorced?
I don't think that he's the reason. It's definitely Tom Schwartz 100% who's the reason, because he honestly seemed like he hated Katie. The way he treated her and talked to her, and if that's how you talk to somebody on camera, I would hate to see how you talk to them off camera.
Right.
I think Tom did play a role in it, though, because he was always dogging Katie. Tom Sandoval has also always treated Katie like crap. Mm-hmm. And Schwartz would never stick up for her.
Yeah.
But Schwartz always sticks up for Sandoval. Schwartz always has Sandoval's back all the time. And I think that Katie wanted Schwartz to just love her the way that he loved Sandoval. And he just didn't. And she got tired of it and she left. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure Sandoval helped, because whenever Schwartz would complain about Katie, Sandoval was always like, yeah, that's right. That's right. She's this, she's that. She's always saying this. She's always starting problems. She's always wasted. Mm. And Tequila Katie did exist, but she went home. She went home seasons ago. Like, Katie has grown up a lot.
So do you think that Katie and Schwartz would still be married if Tom Sandoval never was their Schwartz's friend, or like their friendship ended, or when they got married?
It's possible. I really just also think that Schwartz just didn't love Katie. I don't think Schwartz likes girls.
Oh.
Like, I don't think he likes women.
Well, didn't he say at one point he thought he was asexual, just not into anybody? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
I did like that when Tom was asking Katie to have some grace with him, she was like, no. Do you think that Katie should have some grace and that she should have accepted Tom's apology? Well, I mean, she kind of accepted it. She was like, that's nice that you apologize, but mm-hmm. words are words.
She wants to see actions. Like, she's believe it when I see it sort of thing.
Right, right. Do you think that she is right in not giving him grace, or do you think that she should try?
No, she doesn't have to. She's been dealing with him for so long.
So long. Like, she knows him.
The time for grace is over. You mess with someone for so long, there's only so much grace you deserve. And then you're cut off. So, no.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Your grace period is done.
Boom!
That's why they call it a grace period.
Expired. What are your thoughts on Jax roasting Tom and telling Tom, I have the best life ever. I'm married. I have a house. I have a child. Like, I'm just doing so well. And when I saw that photo of you, God, I thought you looked like you were aged so old. I don't remember exactly what he said, but he was basically like, you look so old. And Tom's just looking at him like, what the fuck?
Whole new low to be getting roasted by, out of all people, Jax Taylor.
Oh my God.
Out of all the people in the world, Jax Taylor is roasting you.
Jax loves telling people about themselves.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious. I hate Jax Taylor. I don't like him at all. But it was funny and fun for me to watch him roasting Sandoval. It was so crazy to me because Jax has literally done everything Tom's doing. And he even said that. I've been there. Mm-hmm. But Jax did make a really good point. I am shocked I'm going to say this. But Jax would always take accountability and apologize.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, at least I took accountability. I owned up to it and I apologized, which is something you can't seem to do.
Yep.
What were your thoughts on Jax roasting Tom? And do you think that Tom is Jax 7 years ago?
Jax roasting Tom, I thought it was so funny, especially knowing what we know now, how him and Brittany are splitting up currently. Mm-hmm. And everything's so great for me. No, it's not. So I thought that was funny, but Jax does love telling people about themselves, like I said earlier. Do I think that Tom is Jax 7 years later? No. I think that they have some similarities. Mm-hmm. Both have huge egos.
For sure.
neither men are in any position to give anybody any advice at any time about anything. They're both untrustworthy and they're both unfaithful.
They always have been. And this is not any like new news. They've always have been. They've never been faithful. They've always been untrustworthy. Like, mm-hmm.
But where they differ is Tom is so manipulative. And I don't feel like Jax is really manipulative. Jax owns that he's a piece of shit. Jax owns it. Well, if he gets caught, he owns it. Like, that's all I got to say about it. He knows that he sucks. But Tom always has the narrative that he's the victim.
Yeah.
And I think one other thing that both these men have in common is they both think that they can get with somebody better than what they had. And they're wrong.
They kind of ended the show on that. So I hope in the next show there's some more Jax roasting Tom, kind of. I kind of want more.
Well, since there's the Valley, I think they're working really hard to kind of like entwine them. And then they'll branch off. Because during the after shows of Vanderpump, not this last episode that's airing this week, but the ones that we're talking about, the mm-hmm. Valley crew has been giving their opinions too.
Okay.
So I think that's why we're starting to see Jax, because it's going to mesh.
Okay. A little mesh action.
I'm sure we'll see him again.
Okay.
Do you think that Ariana is correct when she's saying that she thinks that Sheena really wants to be friends with Tom again, so she's basically soft launching it to her when they're sitting on the couch?
Yeah, her hypothetical scenario. Hypothetically, what would happen if I did become friends with Tom? Like, how obvious is that? Yeah, that of course was her little soft launch. Ugh, what a weirdo.
What if he really, truly works on himself, which we know is never going to happen. Well, if he knows it's never going to happen, then why are we playing hypotheticals?
That was totally a soft launch, and Ariana sees it coming.
Mm-hmm.
She sees it coming from a mile away. Sheena's not that slick.
No. Speaking of Sheena, This girl stays playing one of the bros.
Mm-hmm. They're my best friend.
Mm-hmm. And when they're sitting at that bar that Ariana walks into and Tom just has stank face, he's just, what is she doing here?
Mm-hmm.
These are her friends. So Sheena's playing one of the bros and she's telling Sandoval about how he's hurt so many people and how he needs to apologize and take accountability and blah, blah, blah. If he's such a horrible person, why does she want to be friends with him?
You know, I'm pretty sure you asked me the same exact question last time. And it's such a good question because she is so repetitively on this crusade. And why? Why are you on this crusade? I really think she has a crush on him. Like, I don't know how else. I don't know why else she would be so obsessed.
Do you want to hear a conspiracy theory that I saw?
Yeah.
Okay. So Sheena, on her wrist, she has a tattoo of a lightning bolt.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a conspiracy.
Uh-oh.
That she's actually in love with Tom.
Yeah.
And whenever she found out that Rachel was sleeping with Tom, it was after a Watch What Happens Live, and Rachel and Sheena were together in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're thinking that Sheena got pissed when she found out that Rachel was sleeping with him because she was potentially sleeping with him and she punched her in the face. That's why she was so mad.
Mm-hmm.
It's also speculation that Tom gave Sheena that money. You know how she's like, well, I just woke up one day and Tom had given me thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a conspiracy that's like to shut her up. Like, don't say anything. Here's some money. Like, I know you're in a hard
little sugar daddy action.
Mm-hmm. And she's getting upset that everybody's getting all these deals, but her, because she's part of the affair, but she can't say anything.
Dang. These are adding up.
That was just a conspiracy I saw. And I thought it was interesting because why does she have a lightning bolt tattoo? It's not that Tom owns lightning bolts, all right? Like, she could have had that way before she even knew him. I don't know. But it's odd, right?
Yeah, because remember last season, Raquel at the time was in the store and she wanted to buy that little lightning bolt necklace.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember who was with her, but maybe it was Lala. She's like, yeah, you should get it. Get it. It was a couple hundred dollars. And she's like, okay. And then it came out that she was into the lightning bolt necklace because obviously she was messing around with Tom. Sandoval.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the lightning symbol is a symbol that you're cheating with Tom.
Just a conspiracy, but I wanted to throw it out there.
Yeah, makes sense. Honestly, it really does.
Weird. And she's always like, he's my best friend.
He's one of my best friends.
Yeah, like what kind of best friend? Like butthole besties? Like what kind?
Her body is a wonderland, Megan.
Oh, which John Mayer just recently put out a statement saying he's never been with her. He doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about, and he wants her to shut up and stop saying that.
Isn't John Mayer a big boy ho?
Oh, yeah. He is all... He sleeps with everybody.
Okay, well, he doesn't have a whole lot of weight on my opinion with this. I mean, normally if someone were to say, no, that didn't happen, maybe you would believe him, but I don't feel like his words hold that much weight because he's known to be a man-ho.
Mm-hmm. And how would he remember everybody he has slept with? And Sheena has made this reference. I think she thinks that she's so funny and so smart, but she's already made this reference multiple times throughout Vanderpump. My bunny's a wonderland. Okay. I'm so happy for you that you were so proud about your threesome with a guy that potentially could have all the STDs that have ever existed.
She probably literally thinks that song is about her. You're so vain. You probably think this song is about you.
You're so vain.
So vain.
Do you think that Katie is a bitter bitch, or do you think that she just has boundaries and she calls people out on their bullshit? Because I noticed a lot of the guys that are cheaters and liars, they don't like her because she's always starting things. She calls you out. She calls you out. But the girls also are saying, oh, she's bitter. She just chooses to live life that way.
Yeah, I think she's both. I think she's both. She's a bitter bitch. She is bitter. I mean.
What do you mean? Explain.
I think she's bitter about her husband, her ex-husband. I think she's bitter about not being able to have kids because she was trying so hard for so long and it just wasn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just wasn't meant to. I think she was bitter about that because everyone else was having kids. Yeah, I think she's got a little bitter Betty in her. That's all.
Okay.
But I think she does have boundaries too. I mean,
you can have both. You could be both.
You can have both. You can be bitter and have boundaries. You know, a lot of people can have boundaries. Maybe some people are just better at
holding them.
There's different approaches, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Like, her approach is bitter.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. I really liked the scene where they were at Allie's astrology. And her and Lala started getting into it. And Lala starts pointing her face and... Katie was like, you're not going to point the finger at me, bitch. Like, you're not going to talk to me like that. And well, disengage. Are you a dog trainer? That's what it reminds me of. Disengage. Like, you're the one that is engaging. You're the one that always takes it to the next level. Are you telling yourself to disengage?
She's channeling her inner Meredith Marks.
Yeah, and they have a scene, like, briefly, where Lala and Katie go out to lunch, and Lala's just like, well, can you be softer with me? As if Lala is not...
Pitbull.
She's not soft yet. She might be trying, but she's not there yet.
Yeah.
And Katie was like, yeah, I can do that.
What a nice girl.
I can do that. Because Katie also said that she doesn't have a great delivery because she is so blunt, I guess.
Yeah, delivery. That's what I was trying to say earlier. She can have her boundaries, but her delivery is off.
Yeah, yeah. So Katie, I think, recognizes that also as a fault. I guess she realizes that her delivery is not well.
Yeah.
There's a few questions that I might ask every time we record Vanderpump because I still have questions. I still have questions. I don't have answers. And it just still bothers me, I guess. Just like the question that I asked earlier that I don't remember.
Oh, about Sheena and being obsessed with Tom.
Yes. So I'm sorry, guys, that you have to keep hearing it. But this is my final question to you, my sweet Jean Bean.
Okay.
Do you feel it's messed up that Lala and Sheena profited off Ariana's downfall? Like, they were making money on their podcast. They were selling hoodies. They were selling stickers. They were going on interviews. Ariana got that Uber commercial, and Sheena and Lala got to be in it.
Okay.
But now that Ariana is, like, thriving and she's trying to get shit together, it seems like they are so super jealous. If you're Ariana and you were to sit down after all this filming is over and mm-hmm. you were to watch these episodes back, would you stay friends with Sheena and Lala?
It would be really hard.
And do you feel like it's messed up they're profiting off of her downfall but not supporting her during her come up?
Yeah, that's messed up that they're not being supportive. And I think Ariana seems like the kind of chick that's okay with just cutting people out.
Mm-hmm.
So she might watch this back and have to cut some people out.
Ugh, I would be making so many cuts. It would be layoff season. Like,
you get a pink slip and you get a pink slip.
If I watched a show back and just saw, like, in confessionals where you're just straight up talking shit about me, or like how you think I feel like I'm better than everybody else, or how, you know, well, she should have told us her business even though she signed an NDA, I would be so mad. I'd be so mad.
Right. Well, I mean, with friends like that,
who needs enemies?
Yeah. So I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if she just cuts them out eventually.
I really hope she does.
Time will tell. Good old time.
Okay. Well, I think we're pretty much wrapped up with episodes 7 and 8 for Vanderpump Rules. And I'm looking forward to reporting on the next episodes because I'm excited. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with this season right now. I do anticipate each episode coming out every week.
Well, I guess we got to go watch some more reality TV. Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. We got lots more juicy reality TV coming your way.
You can follow us on Instagram at j.a.m.session.
Okay, bye.
Love you, bye.